The only kind I remember in the garden is just the regular onions with the long green stem on them.
Were they little or big?
The different sizes, depending on how long you leave them in the ground. You can leave them there a long time, let them get full grown, they get right big. But you know, a lot of people like to pull them up when they just start growing and cook them and eat them like that.
The tops too?
Yeah, cook the tops and the bottom while it's little and cook them.
What do they call those?
They call them young onions.
Salad.
Baby, what do you call them on?
Salad
onions. Salad onions.
There's a multiplying onion, and I forgot to even
And there's some onions. Wild onions that grow around here some places. I don't think people really do anything with them.
I can smell them every time I cut grass.
Yeah.
Cut them.
They smell like red onions, don't they?
What about different kinds of greens?
Turnip greens, collard greens, mustard greens.
Did you ever hear people call them, call all that kind of stuff salad?
Yeah, mustard salad, turnip salad. I've never heard them call collard salad. No.
Ain't much to making salad out of collards.
Pretty went uptown. My husband, he wanted to cook some turnip greens. And he went to the grocery store hunting turnip greens. And he didn't see any turnip greens. He saw this what you call fancy lettuce. And he thought it was turnip greens. And he was going to surprise me and cook a pot of turnip greens. And he bought that fancy lettuce and cooked it. And I come home from work that night. He said, "Come here, Mom. Would you try some of these turnip greens?" I got me some of them. I didn't want to hurt his feelings and tell him that it tastes funny. And I kept thinking, you know, that it didn't taste just right. And come to find out that's what it was that he cooked. He said, "Well, I didn't know it was the closest thing I seen that looked like turnips." But you know, you don't boil those. You use them like to decorate salads and stuff.
It didn't have much of a taste, I don't guess, did it?
They weren't bad, but they weren't good either.
It spread back.
He came back last night, but he had to leave again today. He's coming back this afternoon.
What about different kinds of beans?
Jackie.
We had the green lima beans and speckled butter beans. Are you cold, Mama?
No, I'm taking a headache. I'm not going to get my... I had a Tylenol in the car.
I got some Corsican D's. Is what one of those? Corsican D's.
What's that?
Stuff for the headache.
Has it got any Tylenol in it? No, I don't know. I'm going to go get that one in the car. I got one in the car in my pocket. He took that toilet pill away, but I take it in. You see, that might be making my heart beat fast. I was going to try that, and then he said if he couldn't get it down with that, he was going to might have to do that other one. I'm going to get it back.
I know your baby on where she got me to slow down. She's 68, and she still went that much in the door. Tend about 6 grand babies. That's a longer problem, but she needs to listen.
It's hard to get somebody who's been real active, you know, to just sit still for,
My husband says he's never seen somebody 68 years old like act the way Mama does. She's just going to provide all day. Doing here and there, doing to see everybody she wants to see. Don't you know, I like for her to come see you, but I worry about it.